All right, I will say. Good morning. Let's begin. So actually what we're going to do is we're going to go back a little bit because it's been a little while since we learned this particular sefer. We're actually going to go back to Chelek Beis. We're in Chelek Beis. We're going to go back to Perek Aleph, which is page Samech Hei. Just to reorient ourselves a little bit with some of the topics that we had discussed. So let's begin. Page Samech Hei, Perek Aleph, Chelek Beis. Beis Drachim Ba'avodah Sa'adam. Two different pathways in the Avodah of man. Chachamenu Zal Omru, the rabbi said, Chachamim Hizaru B'divreichem, that Chachamim, wise men, be careful with your words, quoting the Mishnah of Avos. So Hizaru B'pshuto Humi Lashon Zehiros. So Hizaru B'pashtos is from the Lashon of Zehiros, of care. Aval Gam Miloshon Zohar Ha'ara. But interestingly enough, Chachamim Hizaru B'divreichem also is from the Lashon of Zohar, which means, again, illumination. What does that mean? Kishedvarim ne'emarim v'nichtavim. When things are said or are written, Tzrichim li'shtadel sheyihi sheheim yihiyu berurim. You know, you have to understand something, that we live in a time where the art of communication is lost. Lost. Why? Because the truth is, we've really minimized, it's just like if I want to, I'm a little bit behind the times, but if you're below the age of 15, so how do you write the word great, right? You write G-R-8, right? We don't spell out words anymore. We don't really communicate in full sentences. So the notion of actually taking the time to formulate what we're going to say or the ideas that we're going to express is a little bit of a lost art contemporarily. But in its essence, when a person says something, and certainly when a person writes something, because when you write something, again, it endures for perpetuity, you have to make sure that what you're saying is clear. V'lo b'b'chinas gachalas amuma, she'enena me'ira kol tzarcha. And make sure that when you say something or you write something, his Lashon Aviv is very beautiful, that it's not like a glowing coal, or I should say gachalas amuma is like a flickering coal, that is not able to truly illuminate. Now, what does that mean? Bidvarim sheyichtivu lahalan. So the Mechaber, or in the Mechaber of the Sefer, is Rav Itamar Schwartz. So the Mechaber says that I'm going to write some things in the coming chapters. V'yitochin v'yihiyu kama v'kama gavonim shama batim aleihem. And some of the things that I'm going to write about, you're going to see that there are different ways of understanding them. Ninase ma'at lahasir es halut. We're going to try to remove, lut literally means like an enclosure. We're going to try to remove some of the things that ultimately obscure concepts and to explain the essence of certain ideas. So middle of page Samechei. Ba'ofen klali, matzinu shtei drachim ba'avodah sa'adam. In general, we find that there are two paths in the avodah, in the service of man. Now, when we say the service of man, what we mean is, in general, in life, there are two different paths that man can take. Ha'achos, shebichol davar v'davar ha'adam overes boro. So the first path a man could take is that everything a person does is a service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything, meaning what that means is that anything I do in life, I find a way to somehow serve God. Kimuva b'shulchan aruch, as it's written in Shulchan Aruch, v'hadavar nilman milashon ha'pasuk, Bechol Durachecha Da'ehu. See, Kospas from Mishlei, Shlomo says, Bechol Durachecha Da'ehu, which the Shulchan Aruch understands as what? Anything you do, Bechol Durachecha, in any of your paths, whatever you do, Da'ehu, know God. Know God. He'll say, this is the highest level of Avodas Hashem. What that says is, no matter what I'm doing in life, so whether I'm working, whether I'm learning, whether I'm vacationing, whatever I'm doing in life, somehow I find a way to utilize that particular event for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the highest, that is the pinnacle of accomplishment in Judaism. V'haderech hashniya, what's the second path? He haderech hamegale la'adam es hatov hamuchlot sheganos bebriya l'tovaso. The second path is that a person is able to see that all that is literally hidden within creation is somehow for my benefit, either for my good or for my benefit. So I'll say again. So there, what he's describing over here is there are the two different forms of avodas Hashem. One is focused on God, or I should say two forms of avodah. One is focused on me, and one is focused on God. What does that mean? that there are some people in life who are able to go ahead and everything they do, they're able to go ahead and somehow use that in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever I'm doing in life, I'm able to serve God. And that's one level. And the other level are people who are able to see that no matter what occurs in life, no matter what events may unfold, there's tov, there's a gamzul tova, there's something positive that is embedded for me in these circumstances. Now, why is this important? Kamor, haderach harishonehi, sha'adam mechavin es kol ma'asav la'avodas boro. This first path, that a person is able to serve God in everything that he or she is doing, ubevadai sheka'asher ha'adam mechavin es kol ma'asav la'avodas boro, bazeh begufa metakin hu es ma'asav. So the Mechaber makes an assumption over here, which is that if I'm living a life where everything I do is for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where everything I do somehow serves, I'm able to sublimate all of my actions for the service of God, the result of that is that I rectify my actions. Right? You know, it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch begins with the statement of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. I place HaKadosh Baruch Hu before me at all times. So the Bala Tanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of the Adi, writes in the beginning of Tanya, we actually learned this, we used to have a Tanya show, we learned this concept, that what does it mean, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, I place God before me at all times, and why is that the opening statement of the Shulchan Aruch? So the Bala Tanya explains, because you know what the most important thing in life is? Most important thing is God awareness. God awareness. If a person lives life with God awareness, if I realize that I am always in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what that does? What that does is that alters the way I talk, that alters the way I act, that alters what I do. Everything somehow is informed and influenced by the fact that I know that I live within the shadow of the Ribono Shel Olam. And it's true, if you think about it, that's the key to success. The reason we do, sometimes we have certain lapses in our behavior, is because we forget that we are in the presence of God. But if I were to remember that idea, everything has changed. So the Mechaber writes over here, that if a person lives life with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, then by definition, that leads a person to refine their actions as well. So he goes on. Ella, sheyet, last paragraph. Ella, sheyeshnam rabin. Imef Shalomar, Shem Staigi Mekach, Vehim Magdirim Shezulo Haramashalan, Him Adayim Enam Ochzim Sham. So writes the Mechaber, however, there are some people who say that they're not holding on this level. And I will say, I want to say something interesting over here. He writes that there are some people who say, now, it doesn't mean that it's true. There are a lot of things in life we say, but it's in actuality not correct. Because the truth is, all of us are capable of living Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit lives. All of us are capable of living with constant God awareness. Just some of us feel that we're not yet ready. But we're all capable. We just might not be actually ready to assume that responsibility. Okay, but whatever it is, there are some who feel that, you know what, I'm not capable of sublimating every aspect of my life to the service of God. I'm not capable of seeing that every single thing that I do somehow is going to go ahead and in some way be some type of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a regular guy. So when I sit down and I watch the football game, or I sit down and I go ahead and I go here and I go there, I can't yet say that that's Avodas Hashem. I could say that I'm not doing anything bad. I could say that I'm trying to go ahead and recharge my batteries to do something good, but I can't yet say that that's a positive avodas Hashem. It's okay. Lochei, yeshna derech makbila she'ena mishayeches miyad b'tchivas avodas ha'adam es kol ma'asav l'avodas kono. So in the Chabad writes, there's an intermediary level. So again, we know what we're aspiring to. What are we aspiring to? Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. We're aspiring to a life of God awareness. We're aspiring to a life of Bechol Durachecha Da'el. That's the goal. But yet what? I may not be there. So what's the intermediary step before I get there? He says, Ela Marelo Ketzad Bonim Adam Tov. What's the intermediary step? This is amazing. The intermediary step is building yourself into a good person. So before I can go ahead and sublimate all of my actions to God, you know what I'm going to focus on? How do I build me? How, and I will say, again, I would actually argue that the truth is this is probably a prerequisite step to full service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if I'm not a whole person, I can't really be a complete servant of God. If I'm deficient in some way, and by the way, it's not just a servant of God, I can't fulfill many of the roles in life if I'm not a whole person. So this is an intermediary step. So if I'm not yet to the level of Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samid, B'chol D'rachecha Da'ihu, what do I focus on? I'm going to focus on how do I build a whole person. Adam Matukon, Adam Naos, B'soch HaMetzius Shala Olam Hazeh. And after we go ahead and I build my essence in the right form, Hashlav Haba Shalo Yihya Hadarach Harishona Bechol Drachecha Da'ehu. So again, after I'm able to build myself into a whole person, then the next step after that will ultimately be building myself into the type of person who's able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every way. Let's turn the pages. Just do one more short paragraph. He says, "Hadvarim sheya amrukan." The things that we are going to say over here, yesh ladas ki heim bederach hashniya v'lo harishona. So the Mechaber just tells us what you're going to read in the coming chapters. The Mechaber says, "I'm not focusing now on how to get you to serve God in every aspect. I'm not trying to get you to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything you do. Rather, what we're going to focus on over here in the coming chapters." Is how do we build ourselves into whole and complete people? He says, "Hakav haklali b'sefer zeh eino lahamid es avodas habarok kimerkaz." And it sounds strange, but our goal over here is not to make the service of God into the centerpiece of our spiritual pursuit. He says, "Eleketzad adam yochal livnos es atzmo ki adam tov ki adam shalem ki adam roi." Rather, we'll say our goal over the next coming chapters is to go ahead and try to figure out how to build ourselves into worthy people, into good people, and most importantly, into complete people. All right, we'll stop over here for today. In Meditation, we'll pick up on page Samech Vav tomorrow morning.
Thank you.